29-year-old man identifying as woman beats teen girl at skateboarding tournament, it's madness. By Amy Furr on June 26, 2022. A 29-year-old man living as a woman beat a 13-year-old girl for first place during a skateboarding tournament recently in New York City. And social media users had strong opinions about it. Richie Trace, who also goes by Richie and Trace, took the top title in the women's division of the Border Open, taking home $500, Fox News reported Sunday. In second place was Shiloh Katori, a 13-year-old girl who is 133 in the Border Global ranks, which are based on performance in skateboarding competitions. Trace, by comparison, sits at 838 in the rankings, the outlet said. The youngest competitor was 10 years old and came in fifth. Meanwhile, the Border also shared the results on its website. In a social media post Saturday, female skateboarder Taylor Silverman posted photos of the competitors. Silverman's followers expressed their opinions on the matter, one person writing, "Pisses me off. Many have worked so hard to get women skateboarding more recognition. Girls have worked so hard. So many gains of the last few years with contest, sponsors, money and TV time. It's being taken advantage, discounting all the hard work and will ruin those gains," the user continued. "Congratulations, Shiloh, you are the winner," another commented. "This is not inclusiveness, it's madness," someone else replied. In May, Silverman blasted critics who attacked her for criticizing men who claim to be women and compete in sports against biological women, Breitbart News reported. "I thought it was unfair at the time. I was really uncomfortable," Silverman explained in reference to competing against a trans athlete, adding she went through the motions and tried to be a good sportsman. She continued, "But the more that I sat with it and thought about it, the more I felt like I needed to say something. Because I recognize that this is an issue bigger than skateboarding. This is impacting all different sports and girls and women on all levels."